A beloved public address announcer of area high school games died last weekend. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, Jim Bransfield was known as the voice of Middletown.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen.
If Middletown High and Xavier High were both playing at home one week in the city, the schedule had to be worked out so that Jim Bransfield could call both games. He owned the booth with his methodical, enunciating style. Middletown State Representative Matthew Lesser calls him the soul of Middletown sports.
Well, I feel bad for whoever has to try to fill his shoes because I don't think anybody can pick up that slack. You know, we're going to remember him as someone who loved sports, who loved young people, who loved the community, who was dedicated to making young people's lives a little better.
Bransfield wrote a weekly column in the Middletown Press, and you could bet that when he wrote it, it was probably going to be tough on somebody. Mike Petruzzello says that's because he cared so much about who he was there to cover, the kids. He'll never forget the advice he got from Bransfield when he took the athletic director job at Middletown High a decade ago.
We went out for a beer at the old Rookies in Cromwell, and he said, when you take this job, do what's right for the kids, and more importantly, don't be afraid to do it. And I never, ever forgot that quote.
Petruzzello knew him for over 30 years. That's how long Bransfield was a teacher at Middletown High School. Outside of Middletown, Bransfield shined bright for all of Connecticut to see every June when the baseball state championships were played at Palmer Field.
Number 16, Justin Galicchio.
Because of him, every now and then I'll be singing the seven words I know from I Love Baseball by Steve Vozzolo and the Rookies. That song was on a CD that Bransfield would play on a loop during the state finals in Middletown every year. You must have heard I Love Baseball 57 times on those championship Saturdays.
58. But that was Jimmy. You expected it.
Bransfield was diagnosed with lung cancer in December. He died on February 24th. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.